Okay, well, I'll begin with Jim Thorpe. Jim Thorpe, of course, was a Native American. Almost 100 years ago when he came onto the international sports scene, he was really the first major American international sports star. And one of the attributes that Jim Thorpe had was his versatility. I mean, he was he won both the decathlon and the pentathlon in the Olympics. He was a great football player, a pretty good baseball player, obviously very good in track and field events, a truly extraordinary figure. So I think clearly Jim Thorpe belongs in that group.
And was he, I don't know, from Oklahoma?
Yes, originally from Oklahoma, even though there's a town in Pennsylvania named after him where he was buried because they agreed that they would rename the town after him. It was some little out-of-the-way town in Pennsylvania, but there's been a lot of effort to try to establish some type of memorial in Oklahoma, I think.
The sad thing is I read that his life, later he had no money.
Right. It's a sad story. When I was a kid, I saw the Jim Thorpe story, a movie starring Burt Lancaster.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was probably in the 50s, you know. Jim Thorpe had a drinking problem, but he also never really got much reward. His Olympic medals were originally taken away from him.
That's right.
Later, they were restored, but much later, yes. And he never really got much financial benefit from his extraordinary accomplishments in sports.
And they took his Olympic medals away because they said he played American professional sports.
Yeah, he
sports.
Played some minor league baseball, right. I think. And, of course, nowadays, that nothing like that would matter at all, but at that time, there was a premium on the concept of amateurism. That's what the Olympics were originally supposed to involve. It's changed. Clearly, it's changed a great deal since
especially
that time.
Especially in basketball, huh?
Yeah, definitely in basketball. Yes, yes.
Okay, so we have Jim Thorpe as number one on Mount Rushmore. And who would be next to Jim Thorpe?
Well, these are not necessarily in rank order, although sort of, I suppose, because deciding on four was hard enough. But I would say next is Jackie Robinson.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
From my perspective, it would be hard to leave out Jackie Robinson because I think all of the ones that I chose they were figures that were symbolically significant, and they sort of went well beyond just what happened in their sports careers. And clearly, I rank Jackie Robinson as one of the more significant figures in American history because when he broke the color line in Major League Baseball. That really had a lot to do with opening up the way for the civil rights movement and for really dramatic changes in our society. And Jackie Robinson, in addition to being an extraordinary athlete, was a real pioneer someone who made a tremendous impact on this society.
I can't imagine what it had to have been like for him to walk out on the field that first game.
Yeah, especially that first year or two where he took a lot of abuse. But at the same time, it's fair to say, and of course, Branch Rickey, who was the general manager of the Dodgers, who certainly deserves some credit for what he did in bringing Jackie Robinson to the major leagues, and some of his teammates and others supporting him. And eventually, he was greatly admired, but certainly what he did took a lot of courage.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And you know, the other thing that needs to be said about Jackie Robinson, which most people know, you know, number 42, the Brooklyn Dodgers, and they have that sort of iconic photos of Jackie Robinson sliding into home plate because he was a great runner and base stealer. The thing to remember about Jackie Robinson is that he was an all-around athlete. He was an extraordinary football player at UCLA. He was one of the best football players in the country when he was a student at UCLA. He also excelled at basketball and track.
So far we have Jackie Robinson and Jim Thorpe. Who else are we adding? You know, we're going to take another president away and add another athlete. Who's next?
Okay, I have to go for Michael Jordan.
Okay, all right.
You know, I thought this this was a little bit difficult simply because there are several other people who, like Bill Russell, for example, in basketball, when you look at the impact of Michael Jordan, I mean, first of all, he really became he came to personify a style of professional basketball the sort of high flying and dunks and clutch shooting and all around ability, just an incredibly athletic athlete. And what he accomplished, winning championships in the NBA, two Olympic gold medals, and he became a worldwide figure. I mean, Michael Jordan, even today, and he's been out of the game now for a long time. Michael, I mean, I can remember visiting in China some years back, and little kids, they didn't know much about the United States, but they sure knew about Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah. One more athlete to go.
Well, one I couldn't possibly pass up would be Babe Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
The Sultan of SWAT, the golden age back in the 1920s when Babe Ruth was at his apex. He was the first real power hitter in baseball. He made the home run famous, and sort of he identified, or the home run was identified, and still is to some extent with Babe Ruth. And again, he did a lot just to popularize baseball. I mean, so his impact was beyond just his ability and his achievements on the field, but he did so much to popularize baseball, and he sort of came to represent baseball to the American public. And again, he was someone who was incredibly talented because he began his career as a pitcher, and he was a very good pitcher. But he was even better as a home run hitter and more valuable as a home run hitter. So he became an outfielder and a home run hitter. But that followed several years when he was one of the best pitchers in baseball.
And I think one of the things that benefited him so much, and he was such a good player, is because after a game, he would go home and, read a book and meditate.
Yeah, right. He was, let's say, a colorful figure.
Yeah.
There are so many stories about Babe Ruth. Some of them, I think, may be a little apocryphal, but he had a very rich and full life, let's just put it that way.
It's just amazing that people like Babe Ruth or Mickey Mantle could play a game, go out, party,
right.
Get up the next day with a hangover, can hardly move, and go out and do the same thing again.
Yeah, it is amazing. For us mortals, that's hard to imagine.
That's right. And Babe Ruth definitely deserves his spot on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I had no trouble including Babe Ruth. I couldn't have left him out.
We've been speaking with Hoyt Purvis, who is a professor of journalism at the University of Arkansas. Now, you taught some kind of class, or maybe still do, connected with sports, right?
Well, I taught sport. I actually introduced a sports journalism course at the university, and I taught it for about 27 years or something like that.
And you stopped?
And we now have Dennis Kirkpatrick, who is teaching several courses in sports journalism. We've been able to expand our offerings, and by bringing in a new faculty member, Dennis is doing a great job. But I loved those years of teaching sports journalism, and of course have been following sports all my life, so this has been a lot of fun.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm PJ Hrabowski.